Well, welcome back. It's time to talk to the mayor of Royal Oak, Jim Ellison. And it sounds like maybe we lost him. We'll come back to the mayor here in a little bit. But as soon as he joins us, we'll talk a little bit about Smart Park. It's a crowdfunding opportunity that they're playing around with in Royal Oak.
And you know, that sort of thing is really becoming more and more prevalent in cities across the United States. If I'm thinking of the same type of smart parks, they are places and green spaces where you can go and you can get technology at the same time that you're in those particular areas.
Yeah, and you know, we've got Mayor Ellison, Jim Ellison, on the line with us again. Mayor Ellison, welcome to the Internet Advisor Show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for joining us. Foster's not able to be with us. He had a little bit of a medical emergency, and he lives right there in Royal Oak and took a personal interest in this smart park. But we are all interested because you're using crowdfunding to help make this happen. First, if you could, tell us what the smart park is, and then how did you decide to do this with crowdfunding?
It actually started accidentally. We started using that area of downtown on Center Street last summer for our weekly concert series. We did the library launch. We moved it over on Center Street, and we literally rolled out the green carpet, put picnic tables up there, and had the concert of the week. Well, during the week, we stored the picnic tables in this little alcove, which is right next to our parking deck. It's nothing more than sidewalks. It's a plaza to get to and from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we start finding out that the workers downtown were using these tables for their lunch and to catch up on their email and whatever they were doing. And it struck us as, you know, there's a need for this. Okay? But so how do we do it? And so we started talking amongst ourselves, and you know, obviously funding is going to be a problem. Someone suggested, you know, let's see what's available in crowdfunding, because that kind of, you know, the thing was starting to happen more often. So we looked into it. We actually got some cooperation from the MEDC and the Public Spaces Community Places crowdfunding program. And so we started up. We made a go at it. And you know, I checked it as of about 3 o'clock today, and we're already over $35,000.
Wow, that's great.
MEDC will match us dollar for dollar if we hit the $60,000 goal. So that's what we're trying to do. We're excited about this. It's something different. I'm sure any other community that's doing this, it's, you know, you see it as another amenity to our downtown. We are really striving hard to get our daytime population better, workers downtown, you know, to help our retailers, to help our restaurants, and anything like this, it's going to attract the tech-savvy people. I think it's good for us.
Well, and, you know, I guess the only other way to do this, or the old way of crowdsourcing or crowdfunding that, before there was the internet and before you could do this on the internet, you kind of put a pail out when people wandered in. But that was after it got started. This is a way to kind of do this, you know, ahead of time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we started floating the ideas to some of our merchants downtown, and they're all excited about it because the park's going to include an interactive kiosk, so you know they can get advertising space, so they can put their information, they can put their apps out there, so that they can interact with people in this park, and so you know they're willing to put up some money. So we're going to have participation from the merchants, participation from the residents, and you know I really think that we're going to be getting this done pretty quickly.
Well, but, great. Mr. Mayor, we have Jason McDonald from Living Lab Design Group, who I think helped you with some of the design of how this was going to work. He's on the other line. Jason, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on.
Good. We're happy to have you. Now, have you done these kind of smart parks before, or is there something new about this one?
Well, I have to say, we've done a lot of designs for parks. None of them quite match up to what this is offering. This has a lot more technical elements to it, or technology elements, I should say. And this is pretty unique in terms of what we've worked with.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of those amenities to the smart park, how it is, and how it, you know, gives the ability to maintain that wonderful green space that we all love inside an urban setting, but yet at the same time reap technology.
Well, that was one of the important elements, is to maintain it as a green space. I just came on, so I'm not sure if the mayor told you the background of it, but it was it looked like a space that people really like to use. And then the city came to us and said, we'd like to implement some technology items. I know there's a strong presence of tech firms in Royal Oak. I think they were influenced by that. So we're looking at ways to implement things like a electronic kiosk, perhaps beacon technology, and kind of it's limitless, it seems like, when we talk to the technology folks about what you can do. So we're kind of just kind of scratching the surface right now, but those are some of our ideas.
Is it
to implement some of the electronic kiosk, beacon ideas, things like that.
Is it the plan when you created this park experience for it to be a 365 park? I mean, we're in Michigan, and you know how wonderful it is in the middle of December outside. Is it planned to work all year round, or is it only seasonal?
No, absolutely. It's supposed to be year round. One of our comments was at our focus group meetings is people like the idea of actually embracing the winter. You know, we do live in Michigan. We can't turn off the cold weather. So let's embrace the winter. Maybe make some winter elements like a fire pit or something like that, or the ability to enclose an area. So we definitely planned on it being a 365 park.
Now, you know, I did a quick Google search, and it was amazing how simple it was for me to find the crowdfunding. But it looks like it's patroncity.com, and you have 24 days left on this crowdfunding. And as the mayor said earlier, you already have $35,000 towards the $60,000 goal of the crowdfunding.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And I think a lot of credit goes to the city. They've really gotten the word out, and they're very, very excited about it. You can tell by the way they're marketing it. And we're excited about it, too. I think the other site is rosmartpark.com, where you can go, and it'll link you to the Patronicity site. And I think people are behind it, so I'm hopeful this is going to happen.
Mr. Mayor, you were saying that how the businesses downtown are really behind this, and you've got such a great tech community in Royal Oak. It sounds like they're jumping on and really getting behind this as well. You know, Jason alluded to the fact that you have that you had different sessions ahead of time to plan this. How does this all work together? Do you find that the two groups are very synergistic, or do they have different ideas about what this should be like?
Well, no, we're trying to focus the park into exactly like Jason described it. You know, one of the elements that he didn't mention that I want to mention is we're trying to make this a sustainable park as well. And we're going to have bioswales, we're going to have rain gardens, solar panels, roof gardens, we're going to have all that stuff. We're adding a slot for bicycle parking, covered bicycle parking. So we're doing all that kind of stuff to make it both environmentally friendly and technology current. And, you know, the ones who are jumping on board are the retailers and the restaurants, because, you know, they feel they've got instant communication with anybody that's in that park. And we see that the real user during the day is going to be those that work downtown. And our downtown working population is increasing, and we've got an active effort to try to recruit more businesses downtown to give us more office workers and increase our daytime population. So as I said before, I think this is going to be a great asset.
Is this designed only to work as a single park downtown, or will you have multiple smart parks, and do the parks talk to each other?
You know, that's a great question. I think at some point, depending on the success of this, you know, you're right. I see this evolving into other smart parks.
And I agree. I see us in evolving the technology is, you know, maybe we have the kiosk. The kiosk can talk back and forth to each other, and we spread them around downtown. And, you know, we're able to capture in a very, very small, underutilized space. And we have a number of those in town. So, you know,
well,
this one goes.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor Jim Ellison.